Welcome to the Songwalk Echoes podcast. I'm Jeff Peterson, inviting you to join Soundwalk Echoes founder Don Prisby and me as we recall the beauty of our Catholic legacy through music, art, scripture, and story. Let's take a song walk.
In the heart, there is hope. In the heart, there is hope. In the heart, there is hope. Hope, I hope you hope to know. In the heart, there is hope. In the heart, there is hope. In the heart, there is hope. Hope, I hope you hope to know. Forgotten sister, where have I been? Yet I hear you calling over and over again. In the heart, there is hope. In the heart, there is hope. In the heart, there is hope. Hope, I hope you hope to know. In the heart, there is hope. In the heart, there is hope. In the heart, there is hope. Hope, I hope you hope to know. Oh, heart, how far? Yet your echo beckons. You know who you are. In the heart, there is hope. In the heart, there is hope. In the heart, there is hope. Hope, I hope you hope to know. In the heart, there is hope. In the heart, there is hope. In the heart, there is hope. Hope, I hope you hope to know. Yet in some quiet moment, amidst this hurried pace, perhaps I'll hear the pleading from that holy place. In the heart, there is hope. In the heart, there is hope. In the heart, there is hope. Hope, I hope you hope to know. In the heart, there is hope. In the heart, there is hope. In the heart, there is hope. Hope, I hope you hope to know. I hope you hope to know. I hope you hope to know.
That is Songwalk founder, author, songwriter, and long lost member of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Don Prisby, with actually an original piece, beautiful piece called "There Is Hope," original and very fitting finale song, composed and performed right here for probably the first time. I think it's a relatively new tune. We've had three now for those keeping score in season four. Three new songs from Don, as a bit of an encore here to season four of the Songwalk Echoes podcast, where we've been reflecting and reacting and discussing, delighting over how these six faith stages, faith dynamics, from vocation to conversion to mission to transformation to providence to gratitude, have been showing up in the Lord's Prayer. And it has been a wonderful ride. As a reminder, all of our Songwalk episodes, just like everything in the Songwalk Echoes platform, are presented through the four dimensions of music, art, story, and scripture. And, you know, Don, after running the gamut here, or the gauntlet of the six faith dimensions, you know, you're wrapping up the season here so beautifully with a piece about hope. Which is, it's such a great sending virtue after we say the Lord's Prayer every time, and as we close out season four here, what a great message and call for all of us, a call of hope. Talk about how you fit that song as our little encore tune for this season.
Well, it should be all that we have. Yeah. As we have the Lord's Prayer as an ethic to live by, all we can have is hope. And in the prayer that we pray in the Mass right after the Lord's Prayer, it's called the embolism, the attachment, or the thing that is in between. It's between the Lord's Prayer and the doxology. We say to that we await in joyful hope, mm-hmm. And we do. And in the heart, there is hope. And I think that what we've invited our listeners to this season is to move that prayer, the Lord's Prayer, from the mind, from a 55-word catechesis, to our hearts, mm-hmm. that this is an ethic that we embrace. So in the heart, there is hope. And we really, gosh, it's so hard to move from the mind space to the heart space. Yeah. But we're called to that. And that's what that song's all about. Yeah. In the heart, there is hope. And you can hear the heart pleading to the person in the verses. And the verses are like, where have I been? Like, I'm just off on my own. Or the heart says, I know who you are, and so do you.
Yeah.
In the heart, there is hope. Yeah. Not in the mind.
Totally. And I love you coming back in that song to the, I hope you hope to know. You know, I hope you hope to know. So in making that, making hope something, hope isn't a wish. Hope isn't, you know, it like cross your fingers and you know, if you get lucky, things will work out. But it's this anticipation that we are all living on this journey, already, but not yet. That hope is not out of reach at all. The journey we're on is a journey of hope, and I just love how that. Also, the I hope you hope to know. I just think it's a personal way of bringing hope down to us, down mm-hmm. to the people that we're standing next to in Mass when we are saying that Lord's Prayer and saying that little embolism part with in joyful hope.
Well, I just know that my heart is always hoping that my goofy brain will let go and live in the chaos of love.
Yeah.
It's a continuous pleading of our hearts.
Yeah.
Please, please come to love.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk more about that embolism. Not the kind of embolism that everyone's thinking it is. It's the different version of it here that we're going to get schooled on that in a little bit. But before we do that, a little bit of a tease here for listeners. Stay tuned. After this episode, or at the very end of this episode, we've got a bonus track. Okay, so that was the song you just heard there. That was the official M of this episode. That was the official, music. But you lucky listeners, you get a second bite at the apple, a beautiful choral arrangement of a different song, which is beautiful, which is essentially the lyrics are the embolism.
Yes.
And so anyway, so stay tuned for that. We'll get through all this all this little yammering, so you can listen to something to take you off on another thing. But let's get to the art. And so the art here is very creative. Don, you're a very creative guy. So the art for this wrap up here on season four is actually a building. So it's a building, the Sacre Coeur mm-hmm. Basilica, if I'm saying that right, in Paris. Beautiful piece of architecture. You've chosen it for a couple of reasons. One of them is for a mosaic that is in the basilica called the Triumph of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So as we talk about the heart and hope, it's very appropriate. But there's another, and maybe this isn't why you chose it, but you just shared with me off air a little factoid about this basilica that I think is so, I mean, talk about hope. This is like, this will give you hope. Talk about the basilica and this interesting, wonderful element about it.
Yes. Well, just to acknowledge in terms of our journey of art in the past four seasons, we've started in the Basilica of St. Peter's in Rome, and now we're ending this fourth season at Sacré-Cœur, the Basilica, the Minor Basilica in Paris. But there is a reason why I chose that with regard to the topic of joyful hope. And the beautiful thing about that church, and I visited it in 1985, so it would have been the 100-year anniversary of this happening. Since 1885, before it was even dedicated as a church yet, it has had the Blessed Sacrament exposed 24 hours a day, every day, since 1885. That's so profound to me, and that it survived two world wars, and that the Eucharist has been there, that Jesus's presence for the country, for the city, the country, and the world has been there. And if that doesn't give us hope, that among the turmoil around that church, or the turmoil around our bodies and around our lives that's going on continuously, that the presence of the Lord is there.
Yeah.
That's such a hopeful message, and what a beautiful testament to faith.
Totally, totally. Because for those listening who are perhaps not Catholic and may not be familiar with some of the tradition around having the Eucharist exposed, it requires a person to be with the Blessed Sacrament at all times. So the fact that, unless they got some weird dispensation there at Sacre Coeur, which I doubt that they did, so that means that since 1885, there's also been a person with the Blessed Sacrament 24 hours a day. You know, so think of that also commitment from all of those people through all those years, through all those, you know, wars or whatever, and they've made sure that there's been a human being sitting there praying in reverence with Jesus since 1885.
It's very precious.
So even if you don't buy the actual, you know, presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, you cannot not, you know, admire just the perseverance of the humans, you know, since 1885 that have committed to be sitting there, you know. So
again, another wonderful expression of the Catholic tradition.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And then, of course, the name of the church, Sacre Coeur, the Holy or the Sacred Heart. You know, as we are concluding this season, we're talking about, you know, all we have is hope, and also please that we can move from our minds to our hearts. Mm-hmm. So Sacre Coeur, to focus on the Sacred Heart of Jesus, after which that church is named, is also powerful for us.
Yeah.
That we could be with the Lord, moving forward, heart to heart with Him. What a compelling invitation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. All right, so we've brought up the word embolism a couple times here in this episode, which again is not the kind that everyone has been thinking that we've been talking about. So, but you mentioned it. This is the in-between part of the Lord's Prayer, where the presider, priest, says, "Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety, as we await in joyful hope the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ." So that's our scripture passage for today. And so talk about, we're gonna put you on the professorial spot here, Don. Give us a little background on what I didn't even know it was called, the embolism, and kind of its significance. So give us a little bit of, take us to school a little bit on the embolism here.
There's some things in big organizations where I wish, like, they invited us into the marketing decisions. Like, fellas, I get it. I get it. Embolism comes from the Greek, which means embolane, which means something in between. But that's pretty hard. I think that might... Okay, if you want to use it, go ahead.
It's
called the embolism. Had I been there, maybe it would have just been called the prayer in between.
The in-between part.
But it does mean that. And it is the prayer in between the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil, amen, and the doxology, which we covered in the last episode of For Thine is the Kingdom, the Power, and the Glory. So it's the prayer in between that. And it's a prayer that just extends that concept of deliver us from evil.
Mm.
And it gives us time to reflect on it. And since I've been studying this, at the Catholic Mass, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, I consider the Lord's Prayer now to be from the beginning to the end of the doxology, including the embolism, the prayer in between. And that's helped me in terms of just that part of the Mass completely entering into the ethic of the Lord's Prayer mm-hmm. in its entirety. That the embolism, those words, they don't come from the scripture, but they do come from our tradition. Mm-hmm. They're in the Roman Missal. They are alluded to in the Didache that we talked about, you know, the one of the first documents about liturgy.
Yeah.
So it is a strong part of our tradition. So when we talked about music, art, scripture, I meant it would be either scripture, teaching, or tradition. Mm. So this comes out of the tradition of the church.
Yeah.
And what you had read and shared with us, of course, that's what we remember up till 2011 when the church changed that because they wanted it to be more faithful to the original text. So it's a little bit different now since 2011 in the Mass.
Yeah.
But I've always loved that prayer. And just like prayers like the, may the word of God be in my mind and my hearts and my lips, that I may worthily proclaim the gospel of the Lord. You know, that prayer and this one, I call them the throwaway prayers because we don't think about them.
Yeah, right.
But they're actually beautiful in and of themselves. Mm-hmm. And as we saw, you know, I put that to music, the may the word of God be in my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. I wrote that as a Magnificat.
Yeah.
Because it needed to be amplified. And this too, that precious prayer, as we await in joyful hope the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I felt I really needed to put that to music. And yeah. as you noted, I arranged it 20 years ago as a choral piece. And it was done when Songwalk was brand new 20 years ago.
Wow.
We did these evenings of music, Advent evenings of music and Catholic insight, starting in 2004, and here we are now 20 years later.
Yeah. Well, and I can't wait for everyone to hear it because it is beautiful. We recorded it right before we rolled tape here, and it is a beautiful, it's a beautiful conclusion to season four. And so speaking of that, as we wrap her up here with this kind of our story, you know, maybe give us a little bit of a, help us kind of wrap this, you know, where we've been, you know, from not only maybe this season, but even because I think this season, what Songwalk has also illustrated this season is how connected things have been to past seasons, to past, you know, concepts, virtues, the things that we've talked about. And maybe just give us a little bit of a where we've been and where we're going to be heading next.
Thank you. It was a time to look back and to reflect on what we've done. And it started to mirror what I recall when I was studying ethics in college, that you study the theory of ethics mm-hmm. first, and then you study applied ethics, like biomedical ethics, business ethics, environmental ethics. So you take what you learned in the theoretical part, and you apply it. And it feels like the Lord is calling us in that direction right now, Jeff, yeah. that the first four seasons, it was rather complex, but I think we made it quite affable and accessible, that we are talking about moral centeredness in season one,
yeah.
you know, aligning with the Father, conforming to Jesus, making space for grace, living magnanimously as Mary, and then living by the virtues of St. Thomas Aquinas. That was a good structure for moral centeredness.
Yeah.
A little heady, but nonetheless, you know, that was a foundation. And then we went to the six dynamics of faith, of vocation, conversion, mission, transformation, providence, and gratitude. And we showed those in a secular manner through American cinema, poetry, classical literature, the military, healthcare, and sports.
Yeah.
And then we move from the secular to observing those in the Mass in season three. And then in season four, observing them in the Lord's Prayer. So we've really taken this kind of theoretical approach to introducing principles, starting to apply those to the church's tradition in its Mass and the scripture through the Lord's Prayer. What I see happening moving forward is we're going to get very practical now. So let's talk about the six dynamics as we see them in the Catholic family. That would be season five.
Yeah.
And then let's look at those six dynamics as we see them in our call to social justice and apostolic action. That will be powerful. And then in season four, five, six, seven, let's go back to the Beatitudes, because we covered those rather quickly in season one, and unpack the Beatitudes to create a prayer ethic based on the Beatitudes, a way to live as Jesus lived, a way to live in a beatitudinal life.
Mm-hmm.
Then in season eight, let's go back to the virtues again that we mentioned in season one and unpack those a little bit more. How do we live prudently?
Mm-hmm.
How do we live by justice, fortitude, and temperance? And unpack those so that we can also live by an ethic, by the virtues. And then the last season, season nine, would be how do we just create a daily cadence of action so that we are living lives of love of family, love of spouse. We are living lives of priestly, prophetic, and servant leadership, as we're called by baptism. We are reading, we are journaling, and we're making moral commitments in a life that's oriented toward goodness.
That's
what I'm seeing. So we started very, very theoretically in seasons one through four, and then now we'll go into practical application in the rest of our time together, which would be a total of nine seasons.
Well, a reason to stick around, everybody. spoiler alert, that's what's coming up. This is no Netflix run, everybody. You pretty much know what's going to come. But I love that. And I think that's what I've always loved about Songwalk, not just the podcast here, but just the whole platform, is it's this wonderful kind of alchemy of the theoretical, the very spiritual, the very, you know, wonderfully heady, but then also the application of it, you know, for people to actually put it into action and think about things like the Lord's Prayer differently, think about things like the Mass and all those motions that we go through, and be able to pause and say, okay, why do we do this again? Why is that thing we do before the gospel such a throwaway prayer? It shouldn't be, because it is a prayer. It's actually a prayer. It's not just, you know, little gestures that we do. So I think it's great.
Also, Jeff, if we just went up 1,000 feet and looked down on what you and I have been doing, you know, we just met a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've known each other for years as kind of in different circles. But why would the Lord call us together a year and a half ago to start this project?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And yet what I see now is, now that this first year is done and that theory has been established, the church itself, after this Eucharistic revival, is going to be living a life of sending, of, okay, now we know that the Lord's presence is with us. How do we go into the world now? How do we do that in the Catholic family? How do we do that in acts of service? And now when we look at our curriculum and think that it's we'll be addressing those issues too. So that's just such good evidence of the Holy Spirit being the one calling everyone.
Yeah, no, we couldn't figure that out on our own. Believe me. We'd still be having coffee. You know, wondering what to do. I don't know what to do. Let's figure that. All right, well, Don, wrap us up here. We've got four seasons under the belt. We've got myriad echo points that you've made along the way. How are you going to wrap up now this fourth season with the one echo point to send us off while we wait in anticipation for season five?
Yes. Well, what a blessing it has been this season to see the Our Father with new eyes, to see the Lord's Prayer as such a rich collection of words, but also an ethic that is calling us forward. So let's try to move out of our head space into our heart space. And let's try to pray that prayer. Let's try to live that prayer, but to live it from our hearts, and in so doing, to live it in joyful hope.
Amen. Well, thank you, Don, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this season, season four, and stay tuned for our next season of the Songwalk Echoes podcast. And in the meantime, keep Songwalk in your own heart for the beauty and the brilliance of our Catholic faith.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we
resources related to this podcast and more, visit songwalkechoes.com.